Back now at Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Working as an interpreter for the U.S. military in Iraq is already a tough job. Well, it just got tougher. The military is barring interpreters from wearing ski masks to disguise themselves as they do their jobs. And some interpreters have quit, saying the job has just become too dangerous. Joining me now is Ernesto Londoño. He's reporting on this story for The Washington Post. Why did the U.S. military make this decision?
Back in September, the U.S. command in Baghdad decided that the situation had improved to a point where they didn't want their interpreters to wear masks anymore. This policy had been on the books for some time, and most commanders had enforced it. However, in September, they became very strict about it. And Baghdad is currently the only area in the country where this policy is being strictly enforced. They also say that interpreters wearing masks don't convey a professional image, and that was another concern that led them to enforce the policy.
Will they be able to wear any disguises at all, or will they just be out there in the open for potential enemies to identify and possibly target?
Currently, they're not allowed to wear any disguises. However, some of them who are still deeply concerned about the risks that they take every time they go out on the field with U.S. soldiers have begun doing things like wearing big ski goggles that cover a large portion of their face, and growing beards. I spoke to one interpreter who is smearing mascara over his face to appear darker in hopes that he won't be identified by the policemen and by some of the other people that he interacts with when he's with American soldiers. So they're still going to great lengths to disguise themselves, and many of them are very, very concerned about it. They're not allowed to wear anything like a mask or a handkerchief that in the past they've been able to do.
The security situation has improved a lot in Iraq and in Baghdad, but is it still very, very dangerous for interpreters? They used to be public enemy number one for extremists to target. Is it still as dangerous for them? And are many of them now going to quit?
Day-to-day, Baghdad certainly is a safer city than it was even a year ago. However, many interpreters and even some U.S. soldiers think that once the U.S. military pulls out of Baghdad or withdraws considerably, interpreters who get laid off or who otherwise are no longer working with the military are going to be at great risk. They're going to be people who are going to be targeted for working with the Americans. A lot of interpreters feel that now that U.S. troops are beginning to withdraw, that puts them at great peril. A number of interpreters have quit, and others have asked that they be transferred to a different base far away from their home. The thinking is that they're less likely to interact with people who will recognize them.
And any chance that the military might change its policy back and allow the interpreters to wear masks again, or at least some form of disguise?
I think we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, so far, there hasn't been very public pushback from the interpreters. They've complained about it to their immediate supervisors, but there hasn't been anybody who has sort of forcefully and publicly challenged the commanders about this policy. Whether or not that happens in the next few days, we'll have to see. But currently, the policy is in effect, and there's no indication that the U.S. military in Baghdad intends to revisit it.
That's Ernesto Londoño from The Washington Post writing an article in today's paper about the policy by the U.S. military in Iraq to forbid interpreters from wearing disguises.